All right, joining us now on the phone, we have but short time left in our Apple a Day program. Get your donations in, thebonesonline.com. It is a program that Jade started down here in Tampa when she left the area to go take a job in the number one radio market in the U.S., New York. There was a void left there, and Stephanie Sobota went to Seth and said, do you think you guys might be able to pick up this ball and run with it? We said, we'll give it a shot. And thanks to your generosity, we've helped raise over $20,000 for the Apple a Day program, which takes kids and their families who are struggling with cancer and gives them an iPad.
And something I didn't know that Jade's mom told me about a week ago when I talked to her is that when these kids are in the hospital, I think they get an iPad for an hour a day. They'll come around, but they only get to play with it for a short amount of time, and then they're in the hospital for extended periods of time, and they watch the same movies over and over and over again. So right. The iPad, they can have it all for all the time they want, and they can watch whatever movies they want.
And that really spells out how much we appreciate your donations, because it's their own iPad. They get to personalize it. They get to put their own photos on it. They get to communicate with their friends and family and watch the movies they want to watch and play the games that they want to play. And joining us right now to tell us Tyson's story is Tyson's mom, Nicole. Hi, Nicole. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm very well. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate you making time.
No problem. Thank you.
No problem. What I always like to do is find out how you came to discover that your child had a serious illness. Tell me about the moment when you knew that there was something afoot that was not quite ordinary.
Well, a week before he was diagnosed, he had a typical soccer game on a Saturday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm. After the game, we thought he had just gotten overheated, heat exhaustion, basically. Started getting really nauseous. He started having these severe cramps in his stomach, bloating. He eventually developed a rash and then fever on and off, and he stopped eating and drinking altogether. Mm. We took him to the pediatrician to get him checked out because he could not do anything. He was very lethargic. They just said it was pretty much a viral infection and possibly constipation because of the bloating on the side. He didn't get better in a couple days. I ended up taking him to urgent care. And that is when they ran blood tests, and they told me that he possibly could have leukemia, and they sent me to All Children.
All Children, yeah, great organization, but that's where no parent wants to be, right?
You're correct, but I will tell you that place saved him. It's amazing. Everybody was just absolutely wonderful there.
That's
can't say enough good things about that place.
Yeah, we've been a couple of times to see a couple of our listeners who have been in there, and I'm blown away by the facility itself and the compassion and the skill level of the people who they employ. So you find out your son has T-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or ALL, enlarged
correct.
Liver and spleen. And he was how old when you found this out?
12.
I've got a 12-year-old. They're very inquisitive. How much did you share with him right away about what he was going through?
He knew everything because when we were in urgent care, when the doctor talked to me, he was right there. So from the very beginning, he knew. Of course, once we got further along in the process, I started explaining it a little bit more, but pretty much all I had to say was cancer, and he knew exactly what was going on. But I will tell you, this is the strongest boy that I know. I mean, he is fighting it every single day. He's my hero, I tell you. It is just the way he's responding and handling this is amazing. Definitely amazing.
Very inspirational. We are speaking with Nicole. Her son, Tyson, 12 years old, has ALL.
Has he been dealing with the treatment okay, Nicole?
Yes, we are going two times a week, two times a week for the chemo, spinal tap every week. We go in there, he takes it. We were getting nauseous a little bit at first, but he has learned how to deal with it, and he's eating me out of house and home because of these steroids that he's on now. So it's good to see him eating.
Yeah.
But yeah, every now and then we get the bad days, but right now the good ones are outweighing the bad ones, and we'll take that.
Good. And we saw that he's going to have to miss a couple of soccer tournaments. I'm sure that's a tremendous disappointment to him.
Yes, it is.
But
he's doing good. His team is backing him, and a lot more than just our soccer community is backing him. So it helps him a lot. so to deal with that.
Sure, Nicole. And for the listeners out there who have donated money to our Apple a Day program, which they can still do at theboneonline.com, spell out to them what an iPad of his own would mean to Tyson, please.
It would basically give him something to do while he's there getting his chemo treatments, because they can, you know, last from every bit of 30 minutes to a couple of hours, and depends on if he needs labs, blood, and all that kind of stuff, fluids. But it would give him something to do. He does, he likes to play games, and he's, you know, he's pretty good. They're technology savvy, so
yeah.
They're pretty good with that kind of stuff. But it would actually... And it will help him research his prognosis and all that kind of stuff, too. So
sure. And kind of makes it, you know, we're always scared of what we are not familiar with. When he can Google, you know, what he's going through and maybe see that other kids are going through it, too, might make it a little bit less scary.
Absolutely.
Is he having a good day today?
He is, actually.
Would you mind?
We were by the pool.
Oh, that's always a good day for me.
Therapy is what I'm doing.
Nice. Would you mind if we spoke with him?
No, here he is. Hold on one second, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Tyson, what's up, buddy?
Nothing.
You having a good day out by the pool?
Yeah.
That's cool. My name's Drew, and I'm with Seth and Kevin, and we're on the radio right now.
What up?
You.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi. We just want to call and tell you how much we support you, tell you that we're thinking of you, and, you know, we have this thing called Apple a Day, where the people who listen to our silly little radio show here give money so that we can then buy iPads and give them to kids who are going through something very similar to what you're going through right now. Do you like iPads?
Yeah.
Have you wanted one?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff would you use an iPad for? Like, if you had an iPad of your own?
Stuff, right? You'd some stuff.
Some things and some stuff and some stuff?
Yeah.
Some movies and stuff.
And games.
Yeah.
And stuff. It says, on what I'm reading about you is you'd watch your favorite shows on Animal Planet. What kind of shows do you like on Animal Planet, Tyson?
Like, wildlife officer and fishing shows.
Oh. All right, very good.
What's your favorite animal?
Probably an alligator.
Oh, we got a lot of those down here in Florida. You like crocodiles too?
Yeah.
Crocodile is like a big, bad, older cousin of the alligator for sure, right?
We have those too.
We got some crocodiles down in South Florida right now too. Well, if you had an iPad, you could probably watch a lot of crocodile documentaries.
Yeah.
Play a little Minecraft, maybe?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, then, Tyson, I'm very happy to tell you that because our listeners have been so generous and donated lots of money for us, we are able to get with the Apple a Day program, and we are able to get you an iPad of your very own. You won't have to use the hospital iPad anymore. You'll be able to take your own iPad in the car with you while you're driving to the hospital, while you're at the hospital, while you're at home, maybe even out by the pool. You can take pictures of your mom in her bathing suit.
Oh, jeez.
And you're going to have an iPad of your very own.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
We're even giving you a case for that, and I think a gift card so you can download some movies and games and you won't have to pay for them.
All right.
Cool.
Tyson, thanks a lot for joining us, man. Stay strong. There's a lot of people listening right now who support you and who are fighting for you, my man.
And Tyson, also, I think, Nikki, did his mom say that they're able to come to the iPad party?
Yeah, they've RSVP'd.
Yeah, so we're having an iPad party June 4th. Well, all the kids will come in here and get their iPad, and we've got a Thunderbug from the Lightning and all kinds of free food, so it'll be a fun day for you. So we'll be glad to meet you then.
All right.
You like pizza by any chance?
Yeah.
Me too. It's my favorite food in the world, and I'll make sure that I get a pizza for you and me. What's your favorite topping on pizza?
Meat lovers.
All right. One meat lover special for you and me, big guy.
All right.
Tyson, thank you so much for joining us, man. Stay strong, and we're all thinking about you, buddy, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, see you soon.
You too. Bye. Bye.